This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wis Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will consider if the Wisconsin Elections Commission should have appointed a new administrator after Megan Wolf's term expired last year. A Dane County judge ruled it didn't have to. Republican lawmakers in the State Justice Department asked the High Court to weigh in. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will hear a lawsuit over the Department of Natural Resources authority to order hazardous materials to be cleaned up. Under Wisconsin's spills law, the DNR holds polluters responsible for cleanup. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce argues the law is unconstitutional. Kamala Harris pulling out to a 4-point lead over Donald Trump in Wisconsin in the latest Marquette poll. A month ago, the race was a virtual dead heat right after Harris got into the race. Poll director Charles Franklin won't call it a post-convention bounce.
We haven't seen much evidence of a post-convention bounce in other polling and national polling, so maybe we're catching a bounce that others haven't caught. Maybe it's happening here, but not nationally.
The poll was taken before Tuesday night's debate. Meanwhile, Tammy Baldwin has a 5-point lead over Eric Hovde among likely voters in the race for U.S. Senate. Lower-wage workers in Wisconsin are making more money. Laura Dresser is co-author of a new UW-Madison study.
In these last 5 years, lower-wage workers have seen their wages go up by 8% in terms of purchasing power, real value, and high-wage workers have only had wages go up about 1%.
Dresser says women and workers of color are still making less than others. She says Wisconsin should raise its minimum wage. Wisconsin school superintendent is running for re-election. Jill Underly says her priorities are getting more money for underfunded schools, reforming literacy education, and improving mental health support. No other candidates have announced yet. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Cases of whooping cough are increasing in Wood County. Also known as pertussis, symptoms begin similar to a common cold. You or your child will have a runny nose, sore throat, sneezing, low-grade fever, and a mild occasional cough. Then you may experience spells of explosive coughing that can interrupt breathing, eating, and sleeping. After a coughing spell, you may make a loud crowing or whooping sound as you struggle to inhale air. If you develop symptoms of pertussis, you should contact your doctor. An appeals court has ruled that a Wisconsin teenager accused of killing a 10-year-old girl will be tried as an adult. The teenager, identified in court documents only as CTPB, was charged as an adult with first-degree intentional homicide and 2 counts of sexual assault in connection with the April 2022 death of Liliana Lily Peters. September is Food Safety Education Month. Pat Haney, a food safety consultant in Green Bay, says hand washing is the best way to prevent foodborne illness.
The most important thing in the home and outside the home would be hand washing, because that is the easiest way and the most effective way to prevent a foodborne illness. And it doesn't cost anything.
Haney also recommends using separate cutting boards for meat and vegetables to avoid cross-contamination. While saving for college can seem overwhelming, one thing can be certain. Saving for this major milestone is less expensive than taking out student loans. College Savings Month is being celebrated in September. It aims to educate families on the benefits of saving for a loved one's higher education and career training with a 529 college savings plan. You can find out more at edvest.com. Archery and crossbow deer hunting seasons open on Saturday. The 2 seasons run from September 14th through January 5th. There are areas that have extended seasons until January 31st. Be sure to hunt safely, just as you would when hunting with a firearm, and be sure to register your harvest by 5 p.m. the day after recovery. The Wisconsin DNR reminds hunters to know their target and understand the difference between elk and white-tailed deer this hunting season. Elk occasionally venture outside of Wisconsin's 2 elk ranges, especially during the fall breeding season. Know how to identify an elk. An adult elk stands about 1 to 2 feet taller than an adult deer at the shoulders. You can see the differences between elk and white-tailed deer using the DNR's comparison guide. Any elk taken without a tag may result in a fine and a revocation of hunting licenses. The FDA says 1 in 6 Americans get sick from foodborne illness or food poisoning every year. Pat Haney, a food safety consultant in Green Bay, says to keep meat and vegetables separate and avoid cross-contamination with cutting boards.
Rule of thumb is to use a cut board, have a designated cutting board, like a yellow for poultry, green for produce.
September is Food Safety Education Month. You can mark your calendars for the next Ruby's Pantry. It'll be Saturday, September 21st from 8 to 9:30 a.m. at Pitch Early Learning Center in Wisconsin Rapids. They are having issues with online prepay bundles, so you may need to show up and be prepared to pay cash. A $25 donation gets you approximately 70 pounds of food. There's no limit of bundles per vehicle. When the food is gone, it's gone. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers go from QB1 to QB2. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Sports, filling in for Mike Clements. With Jordan Love out for a few weeks with an MCL sprain, Malik Willis is stepping into the starting quarterback spot in Green Bay. Willis says he's been studying since he arrived in town less than 3 weeks ago.
I'm just trying to put in as much time as I need to feel comfortable and just make sure that whenever my number is called, I'm ready. Whether Jordan can go or he can't, just try to be ready regardless, because even if he can go, I have to be ready, just as last week,
Willis says he's staying focused on Indianapolis and doing what he can to help the team.
It's Wednesday. I'm not worried about that. It's just continuing to work each day this week and gain more and more confidence in the guys and have them gain more confidence in me if that's the plan, or just be ready to go if Jordan can go. And that's all up to Jordan.
The Packers play the Colts this Sunday. Each team will be looking for its first win. The Brewers were blown out in San Francisco 13-2 on Wednesday. Milwaukee has lost 6 of its past 9 games, but the Brewers still lead the NL Central by 8.5 games over the Cubs. The Brewers and Giants wrap up their series today. On Saturday, one of college football's top programs comes to Madison. Wisconsin will play host to Alabama. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Thinking about heading to the movies this weekend? Here are some films that hit theaters for your consideration. There has been no shortage of horror films in the cinema this year, and this weekend's thriller offering is Speak No Evil, starring James McAvoy. Speak No Evil tells the story of an American family invited to spend the weekend at a rich British estate, but as so often happens, evil rears its ugly head. The film is pulling an 88% on Rotten Tomatoes. If you like wrestlers turned actors and are in the mood for an action comedy, check out David Bautista in The Killer's Game. Bautista plays a dying hitman who takes out a contract on himself only to find out the assassin he hired is also going after his ex-wife. But buyer beware, the film has not been made available to critics yet, so at least there are no bad reviews. If you feel like sitting in on this beautiful weekend, check out Wise Guy, David Chase and the Sopranos, a docuseries about the making of the HBO show where Chase and everyone in the cast talk about how much they dislike their mothers. Let's go to the movies. A judge in Michigan ordered Sean Diddy Combs to pony up $100 million to a man in Michigan for a sexual assault. The man claims Combs drugged him and molested him at a party. Lee Cardello Smith was a bartender who says the last thing he remembered was Combs handing him a drink before he passed out. Cardello is currently in prison for crimes similar to Combs, as well as kidnapping. That Sean Combs is incorrigible. Okay, ridiculous cuteness alert. Travis Kelce and his girlfriend, also known as Taylor Swift, performed together at the U.S. Open. It all happened while watching tennis from the stands. First, there was the requisite canoodling while matches were being played. Then during a break, the Dark's I Believe in a Thing Called Love came on. The couple seemed to sing the song while serenading each other and dancing. Hopefully, for the sake of those sitting close by, Kelce was just lip-syncing. Aren't they just the cutest? Dream Kardashian, 7, has her own Instagram. She's the daughter of Blac Chyna and Rob Kardashian. He's the youngest of proud grandma Kris Kardashian's talentless but attention-hungry clan. But Kim K's son, Saint West, was the first to have a YouTube channel at 8. Not sure what took so long. Before you judge, just know that Kim made her son sign a very strict contract regarding said YouTube account that she shared on the gram. The contract does not involve talking to strangers. Oh no. It has him promising not to share family info, like they do every week on their numerous pandering reality shows, or film anything personal. Really, Kim? St. West, who even at the age of 8 must know his name is nauseating, is also not allowed to film or record when his sibling, North, is recording. That's his 11-year-old sister. You can't be too careful. I mean, can you imagine how people are chomping at the bit to get a bootleg copy of an 11-year-old whose voice hasn't even changed yet? Those Kardashians are hard to keep up with. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media, Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 80s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 80s. Could see a few scattered showers and thundershowers tomorrow night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry, that's WIS, country.com.